Good morning, everyone. My name is He Zhu, and today I will present our research, Do Service Innovation Influence Adoption of the Electronic Health Records, a New Evidence from the Long-Term Care Sector. I have no relationship to disclose, and I want to thank all my co-authors. So this is our outlines. And the long-term care sector we want to focus is the residential care facilities. So the RCF, they provide the housing and supportive service to the persons who need assistance with the activities of the daily living. And RCFs have become more an attractive long-term care option because it's emphasized at the resident's choice, dignity, interdependence, privacy. Another reason compared with most nursing homes, they have a lower cost. And in 2010, it was estimated about 31,000 licensed RCFs with a capacity about 1 million beds in the U.S. And the number is expected to double by 2030. So the service innovation in the RCFs, as we know, the RCFs are not a licensed medical facilities. So however, from the demand perspective, there is an increasing demand of the innovative and professional healthcare service from the aging resident and their safety concern. As we know, in the RCFs, about most of them, maybe they have a very serious conditional problems, maybe like the dementia, or like the memory problems. Also, recently some studies, they said a lot of mistreatment in the RCFs. At the same time, from the supply perspective, providing the RCF providing the special care and improving the level of the care would help to increase the organization's performance as well, improve the residents' health and safety. So EHR, we all know that, healthcare organizations are encouraged to adopt the EHR to improve the quality of the healthcare and exchange the health information. RCF has been described to use various functions of the EHRs, and some study said the adoption of the EHR in the RCFs has been reported to benefit the staff members, residents, and the overall functioning of the organization. So, however, as we know, federal government had an insensitive to the hospitals and most of health organizations, but the long-term care organizations, including the RCF, are not eligible for this insensitive. So we want to know what factors will be influenced or affect this RCF to adopt the EHR. And until now, there are limited research focusing on the adoption of the EHR in the long-term care settings. And one study recently, they found several characteristics of the organization were associated with the EHR adoption in the RCF. And also some evidence from the other types of long-term care organization, such as nursing home, they suggest the service innovation were positively associated with the use of information systems. Additionally, when we link the service innovation and the EHR, there are other perspectives. Because service the innovation and the EHR, it can be understood that the organization's strategy attempts to respond to the changing of the market and some regulatory environmental. Also, the service innovation has been linked to the change in the way healthcare organizations organize their work, including the introduce and service to the indigent. To our knowledge, until now, none of previous study has examined this relationship. So the objective of this study to examine the relationship between the organization service innovation and the EHR adoption. The theory we use is from the Kong and the Mute developed in the 1987 Health Information Technology Implementation Model. And this model has been used in the understanding the healthcare organization to use IT information technology. And This model includes the five contextual factors, the user community, organization, technology, task, and organization environmental. And they said these five types of the factors determine the diffusion of the IT in six stages: the initiation, adoption, acceptance, realization, and the infusion. So we will focus on the adoption part. This is our conceptual framework. We want to see the relationship about the innovation and the adoption HR and control other factors from the theory. So the data we use is the 2010 National Survey of the Residential Care Facilities. And this data is the first national representative sample of survey of the RCF in the U.S. And it includes both the facility level and the resident level information. And in this study, we used the facility level data. And it includes the characteristic of the organization and their service. Finally, about 2,300 RCF complete the survey, and waiting number is 31,000. And our outcome is a binary, a variable is whether we adopt the EHR. And the EHR here we defined as a computer version of the EHR for the purpose other than accounting or billing to manage the residents' health and the personal information in the RCF. And our independent variable first is a service innovation variable. Here we pick up two of them. One is a skilled nursing service. It's a medical service that must be performed by the registered nurse and the licensed practical nurse. And the medication administration is they are assisting the resident with the medication, helping with the administration. And we have other control variables. And the statistical analysis, first the unit of analysis is individual RCF, and described statistics were used to examine the frequency and the percentage of the EHR adoption in the RCF, and the varied relationship between the service innovation and the EHR adoption were estimated by using the K-square test. Then finally, we use a multivariate logistic regression. So let's table one is describe the characteristic of the EHR used in the RCF. We can see the third column is among the older RCFs, about 17.4 of the RCF adopt the EHR, and about 38.8 they provide the skilled nursing care. About 82.3, they have the medication management. And about organization characteristic, we can see about half of them is a small size, only 4 to 10 beds, and most of them is not in a chain, and most of them is owner by the private, and about half of them is the occupation rate is higher than the 80%, and they have the Medicaid certification, and their operation period is more than 10 years, and about 8% located in the metro. However, here the data, one limitation of the data is about when they state the metro part, they exclude some RCFs, have the more than 100 beds. Their metro location is missing, so we don't know, maybe, for some identification problems. And the fourth column is among the other RCFs, they adopt the EHR. We can see about 21.1% they provide the skilled care nursing, and 17.8 have the medication management. Then most of the K-square is significant. The second table is to show the multivariate logistic regression, our result. Because as I see the MSA location variable, they exclude some biggest facility. So we run the two separate models. The first one we didn't include the MSA, and the second one we included. And we can see in the first model, we can see if the organization that provides the skilled care nursing and they have the medication management, they are more likely to adopt the EHR. And among the control variables, it's a bigger size facility if they are in a chain affiliation, and if they are non-profit, and if their Medicaid certification, they are more likely to adopt the EHR. And after we control the MSA, and they found they have the similar result, but for the medication management, it become not significant here. For most of others, Australia, they increased. But the metro is not significant here. So overall, make a summary about the result. Yeah, we can see the EHR adoption is a little low in all the RCFs. And also for the skilled nursing is, about 40%, but most of them, they provide the medication management. Also, we can see this service innovation variable, they are associated with the increase also of the EHR adoption. Yeah, but after control the metro location, the medication management become not significant. And among the control variables, like we see the facility size, the chain, the ownership type, and the Medicaid certification were significantly associated with the EHR adoption. And none of the director level variable were significantly associated with the EHR adoption. So, we will give some explanation about why these things happened. So compared to a nursing home, it's based on a medical model. I think traditionally RCFs are based on a social mode. So a social setup like the RCF for the aging population with a multiple chronic medical condition may not be profitable. So also the safety. So this can motivate the RCF to provide more innovative services like the skilled nursing of the medication management. Also, we know the federal government, they provide incentive to other types of organizations like the hospital's physician office. So the long-term care facilities, they may adopt EHR to maintain a referral relationship, share the information, and coordinate care with these organizations. The combination of the service innovation and the technology innovation may be a both strategy attempt to better RCF to engage in a new business arrangement with other healthcare organizations and respond to the U.S. healthcare reform. However, we know the RCF is not a medical facilities. Things is medicalization of the RCF. They also pose several challenges for the resident as healthcare policymaker, such as a fee increased, such as some insurance policies, such as the loss of the resident's autonomy, and also the organization need more training on their workforce. Currently, the EHR adoption rate is relatively low, and there is no financial incentive for RCF to adopt the EHR. So also there are some barriers exist for long-term care facility to adopt the EHR. For example, the EHR, their cost. Some strategy should be developed to encourage the long-term care facility to adopt the EHR. Maybe the government provide we can suggest they provide the incentive. Also, they can use some low-cost EHR, like the open-source EHR, and especially for the rural area and the small-size facilities. There are some limitations for this study. First, this is a cross-section data. We just know the relationship, but not the causality. and also the missing data of the MSA, you know, the medication management, they become the not significant after control. Yeah, we don't know whether if it affects the total result. Also, different states, they have the different regulations on this RCF, so we didn't consider these different laws. Yeah, overall, our funding provides some evidence to suggest that service innovation may drive the EHR adoption in the RCF, and that the provision of the professional and the innovative service may increase the demand of EHR in the RCF. Future research, maybe we can examine the association between the innovative service and types of EHR functions used by the RCF, may explore the community level factors, such as the availability of some resources of their market competition. And this may mediate the relationship between the service innovation and the EHR adoption. So that's my reference. Okay, thank you.